Hello and welcome to the show. Here at the Thunderbolt, I tend to cover a lot of controversial topics from controversial points of view. And therefore, some of the other folks that work with KAOS always appreciate it when I point out that while they may agree with the views expressed on this program, they also very well may not. And in either case, they are in no way responsible for that content. Therefore, if my show makes you want to start hurling blunt objects at people, then make sure you choose the correct target, which in this case would be me, not them. And now, on with the show! So our president just gave Howard Zinn a big boost to name recognition by labeling him as being anti-American because Mr. Zinn wrote history books from the point of view of common people rather than from the point of view of kings, presidents, generals, industrialists, and other such dubious characters. Mr. Zinn's books are filled with facts you never learned in history class. And all of Mr. Zinn's facts are thoroughly documented. Howard Zinn has been my favorite historian for many years now. And I am very happy that the rump has chosen to demonize him. Though I'm pretty sure that he has never actually read any of Howard Zinn's work. Evidently, the rump doesn't realize that he just gave Howard Zinn one of the best advertisements it is possible to receive. In a similar vein, the QAnon people also gave a big boost in popularity for the new Netflix movie called Cuties. They did that by condemning cuties as child porn. Since the definition of child porn is film of children engaged in explicit sex, I knew that if Cuties was airing on Netflix, then it could not actually be child porn. And so, I'm sure like millions of other people, I figured anything that was freaking out the book burners so much must be a good thing. And so I watched Cuties when I otherwise would likely have skipped it, as I'm not really a big fan of teenage girl movies. Well, frankly, Cuties wasn't really a very good movie. It is very cheesy, and a lot of the details seriously stretch my credulity. But it most certainly was not child porn either. The movie is about a group of 11-year-old girls who are educated by the internet. And therefore, they think that dancing in highly provocative manners was what they needed to do in order to have boys like them. And so they formed a dance team. Yes, Cuties does indeed show underage girls dancing in a highly sexualized manner. But the whole point of the whole friggin' movie is that this is what happens when children learn about reality from their screens. The movie very obviously does not endorse such behavior. The central character ends the movie, in fact, by walking out right in the middle of a dance contest. Then she goes home as she joins her friends out on the street, skipping rope. Not only is there no sex, implicit or explicit, but it is obvious, almost from the beginning of the movie, that these girls don't even really know what actual sex actually is. The movie was also somewhat naive in that all of the boys in the movie either laughed at the girls or got angry with them whenever the girls began engaging in blatant flirtation with them. In the real world, I suspect that would not always be how things would work out. But whatever. If they want to undermine themselves by tearing their hair out over nothing, and if Donald Trump wants to inadvertently promote the work of one of the best historians that has ever lived, then who am I to try to stop them? As far as funding the things we really need to do right now, there is nearly an endless ocean of cash that we have access to in the form of the Pentagon budget. Now get this. On September 10th, 2011, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld made the shocking announcement that $2.3 trillion, with a T, had disappeared from the Department of Defense's budget. It was simply missing and unaccounted for. Secretary Rumsfeld warned that the tracking down of those missing transactions could, quote, be a matter of life and death, unquote. So again, my little trick to put that number into perspective, 1 million seconds is about 11 days. 1 billion seconds is just under 32 years. And 1 trillion seconds is just under 32,000 years. $2.3 trillion is a lot of money. $2.3 trillion is several times what it would take to do everything else we really need to do right now. $2.3 trillion is Medicare for all. $2.3 trillion is college educations for every American citizen who wants one. $2.3 trillion is enough to repair our crumbling infrastructure. $2.3 trillion is enough to feed everyone in the world. $2.3 trillion is enough to build the best educational system on the planet. And in fact, we could do all of those things at the same time. And with $2.3 trillion budget, we would still have a massive surplus. So Rumsfeld's announcement probably would have turned into a major stink bomb. Heads would have rolled, investigations would have been launched, and outrage would have been nearly universal. Except for the fact that the very next day after Rumsfeld's announcement was September 11th, 2001.
So Secretary Rumsfeld's shocking pronouncement of the day before was not only completely forgotten, but with the Iraq invasion and occupation, and with the appearance of connected private contractors and their cost-plus contracts, meaning that when they had a flat tire, they simply had the government not only buy them a whole new truck, but then the government paid them for giving them the truck. And the problem actually grew worse by several orders of magnitude. Yes, people, truckloads of $100 bills that were literally shrink-wrapped on pallets simply disappeared into the Iraqi miasma. According to The Guardian, the U.S. flew in nearly $12 billion in shrink-wrapped $100 bills into Iraq and then distributed the cash with no proper control over who was receiving it or how it was being spent. In 2003, nearly 281 million notes weighing 363 tons were sent from New York to Baghdad for disbursement to Iraqi ministries and U.S. contractors, unquote. So I'm not going to go into all of them here, but the details of the fraud, the abuse, and the complete lack of accountability over anything by anyone seem nearly endless. On and on, the endless and outrageous patterns and practices that were practiced and patterned in Iraq during this period continued without any oversight whatsoever. So once again, the reporters are bringing to light the fact that the Department of Defense's leaders and accountants have been perpetrating a massive accounting fraud, and that they have been deliberately cooking the books to mislead the Congress so that they could drive the DOD's budgets ever higher. These reporters are also bringing to light the fact that military necessity had little, if anything, to do with anything. So let's see if anyone does anything about this time. I wouldn't hold your breath, though. So what all this means is that it's time to get to work. Haha. And that's it for the news and commentary section this week. Since most activist events are online these days, and since most of the protests that are happening live are more or less spontaneous, and I don't have enough lead time to let you know about them in advance, then I have temporarily suspended the activist events calendar, and so I'm going to fill out the rest of the hour with some music. And this week, I'm going to feature a personal friend of mine. Her name is Olivia Love, and she recorded this several years ago when she was still a teenager. Enjoy.
I'm doing it well. Won't you let me cut your hair? Sing to you in church, buy your silly underwear. Maybe you could buy a ring. I can pick it out, it won't have to mean a thing. Every young girl wants a Ken doll, a living, fresh and bone, walking Ken doll. Every young girl wants a Ken doll, someone she can show off at the mall. You don't have to speak to me, as long as you're around where all my friends can see. Whisper whisper nothing in my ear. Make it soft and low so nobody will hear. Every young girl wants a candle, someone really cute who can drive around the bend. Every young girl wants a candle, someone she can show off to a friend. Boy, you're really hot. Every young girl really wants what you've got. She'll hang from your neck or your arm like a bangle. You're gonna hurt your back walking at that angle. Oh. Strong enough, maybe you should mate with me. I know I'm still too young, but maybe you could wait for me. Every young girl wants a candle, a living flesh and bone walking candle. Every young girl wants a candle, someone she can show off at the mall. Every young girl wants a candle, someone who can pose, someone not too bright. Every young girl wants a candle, someone she can dream about at night. Dream, dream about. She can dream about at night.
That was a threefer from Olympia's own Olivia Love. Performing with Mosquito Hawk, we had Back to the Ship, and that was preceded by a song called Wet. And we started off that set with Olivia's solo piece called Promise from many years ago. Once more, the views expressed on the Thunderbolt are strictly those of the show's producers and do not necessarily reflect the views of anyone else that is associated with this radio station. The Thunderbolt website is at dana98501.wordpress.com. That's dana98501, which is the downtown Olympia zip code, .wordpress.com. And in parting, I'd just like to say...
Thank you very much.